God's people began to complain. Soon Pharaoh and his mighty army will take us in bondage again. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord Moses cried. Then God parted the waters and they crossed to the other side.
We'll never bow to your idols, the three Hebrew children proclaim. So the king
Haas and Signature Sound, the song entitled God Delivers Again. That's our first song today here on the Gospel Time program. I am your host, Dave Rigg. During this half hour, it's going to be my privilege to bring to you the gospel of Jesus Christ in song. Music like this one from the Anchorman. It's called One Day I Will. You're listening to Gospel Time.
Road, when you should have been walking on streets made of gold. One day you hung on a cruel, rugged cross, when you should have been on a mighty throne.
You were a crown of thorns, where a crown of jewels should have been. When you could have said, I'm not guilty, you bore the sin of men. Jesus,
one day I will see you on that throne. I'll fall down on my knees to worship you alone. I will cast my crowns at your precious nail-scarred feet, praising you for all you've done for me.
To sing amazing grace. righteousness guard feet. Praising you for all you've done for me.
In the 51st Psalm, verse 10, God's Word says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Would you pause just a moment with me for a word of prayer? Our dear Lord Jesus, we have to admit, sometimes we really struggle. We see our faults and our failures, and we don't meet the expectations that we have for ourselves. And so, Lord Jesus, we pray that you would forgive us and that you would help us to look for the good and to celebrate the abilities and the qualities that you have given to us to develop. We know that we are special because we are your children. It's in your precious and holy name that we pray. And amen.
Open door. He wants to make your life worth living. That's what he came down for. He wants to make your life worth living. That's what he came down for.
Yeah.
That's what he came down for.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, humans are sometimes referred to as primates. Is this accurate?
No, indeed, Chris. Humans are not primates. Primates include monkeys and apes, but humans are neither. The Bible tells us that God created the plants, and then he created the animals and the fish and the birds and the creeping things and the beasts after their kind, but then he created his image in man. We are totally separate from the animals. The New Testament talks about the different kinds of beasts and fishes and man as distinct from them. It's incorrect to class man as a primate. Besides, man is very different from even the most human-like chimp. There are huge differences, huge gulfs between them. Face it, man is not an animal. Man is created in the image of God, just like it says back in Genesis.
Thank you, Dr. John. For more information, call 1-800-7-GENESIS. I'm Chris O'Brien. Thanks for joining us.
Now here's a song called Red Roots from a group called Red Roots.
First time Daddy took me hunting for a sassafras tree, he told me we'd be looking for three different kinds of leaves. One shaped like a mitten, the other round and small. Remember, girl, God's hand is more than big enough to hold us all. Trinity. If you're searching for him, you will find him. Sometimes you gotta dig down deep. Dirt on your hands, mud on your boots, all the way down to the red roots. And the one that Daddy settled on feet. He handed me a shovel and said the roots are all we need. And I felt a little guilty. It really seemed a shame to leave the rest there on the ground just to wither away. Bittersweet sacrifice. You kinda like somebody else I know who paid the ultimate price. Searching for him, you will find him. Sometimes you gotta dig down deep. Dirt on your hands, mud on your boots, all the way down to the red roots. Boil it down, drink it up with that sweet red tea. He filled my cup.
Now, the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last time, some will turn away from what we believe. They will follow lying spirits and teachings that come from demons. These teachers are hypocrites and liars. They pretend to be religious, but their consciences are dead. They will say it is wrong to be married and wrong to eat certain foods, but God created those foods to be eaten with thanksgiving by people who know and believe the truth. Since everything God created is good, we should not reject any of it. We may receive it gladly, with thankful hearts, for we know it is made holy by the Word of God and prayer. If you explain this to the brothers and sisters, you will be doing your duty as a worthy servant of Christ Jesus, one who is fed by the message of faith and the true teaching you have followed. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 6, from the Holy Bible, New Living Translation. Live it now.
This is Gospel Time, a radio ministry. We depend upon your prayers and financial support to keep us on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station. If you'd like to help us, write to us at Gospel Time, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write us today.
Now on Gospel Time, it's hymn time.
Each day I'll do,
each day I'll do,
a golden bee,
a golden bee,
my helping God.
Want a hot dog?
No, I like them, but they don't like me.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but that doesn't stop me anymore.
Oh, I noticed. Popcorn, pizza, nachos. Yep. Don't you get heartburn?
Not anymore. I take Heartburn Helper before I eat. I mean, what fun's a ball game without food?
Cut, cut, cut. Come on, how many times have I told you not to eat the hot dog, okay?
But it smells so good.
Just pretend to take a bite, all right?
Okay.
All right, people, places, everyone.
The foods that taste so good don't always make you feel so good. The Bible talks about heartburn, too. In Job chapter 20, like food, sin tastes good at first, but it'll make you miserable. The only way to avoid the hurt is to avoid sin. Watch what you feed your soul and follow the advice of Job chapter 20. Don't swallow the pleasures of sin. A thought from the pages of Our Daily Bread.
Now here's a song from our golden gospel music library from the Rambos.
He left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny was the lonely hill of Golgotha, there to lay down his life for me. If that is unlove, the ocean is dry, there's no stars in the sky.
There's no feeling like this if that isn't love.
Even in death, he remembers the thief hanging by his side.
He spoke with love and compassion, then he took him to paradise.
If that isn't love, the ocean is dry, there's no stars in the sky, and the sparrow can't fly.
I try, nothing changes. This is getting so old.
Can you imagine having the power of God at work in your life? That can happen, my friend. This is Elizabeth George for A Woman After God's Own Heart. When Christ is your Savior, that's what happens. He empowers you to do good, to effect change in your life, to make your life count, to help others. Jesus said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. No matter what the problem, the suffering you face, God promises in 2 Corinthians 12:9, my grace is sufficient for you. Whether you're dealing with temptation, a difficult marriage, problems with your children, personal challenges, a stretching ministry, God's grace is sufficient for you. This is Elizabeth George.
Here's a song now from a group called Sisters with an assist from the Booth Brothers. This is called Brothers and Sisters.
Because of you, I've had the chance to see what it means to stand strong, the things that you believe.
Because of you, I've grown in my faith. Learning how to love with a tender grace. Yes, God always knows perfectly just what we need. He's made us family, brothers and sisters standing side by side, hand in hand together through the best and worst of times. We're there for one another, whatever life holds in store. Brothers and sisters, brothers and sisters in the Lord. Side by side, hand in hand together, through the best and worst of times, with their ancestors and Lord. You're my brother, you're my sister. So take me by the hand. Together we will work until he comes. There's no foe that can defeat us when we're walking side by side. As long as there is love, we will stay.
And that's all the time we're going to get for Gospel Time today. Here is our mailing address. It's Gospel Time, Post Office Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write to us today. May I also suggest you call or write to the radio station you're listening to and thank them for putting Gospel Time on the air. Thank you for listening to our program today. Till our next radio broadcast, if the Lord's willing. This is Dave Rigg asking the Lord to richly bless you.